Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning and welcome to the Winning Every Day podcast, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Whether you're listening from, I believe this word will meet you right where you are. Today's topic is finding joy in obedience. And our Bible text is from John chapter 15, verse 10 to 11. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Did you catch that? Obedience and joy are connected. Jesus didn't say obedience would lead to boredom or restriction. He said it would lead to complete joy. In his best-selling book Atomic Habits, James Clear tells the story of the British cycling team. For over 100 years, they had performed poorly, no major wins, no Olympic dominance. But when a new coach, Dave Brailsford, took over, he focused on small disciplines, tiny improvements in diet, sleep, posture, and daily training routines. At first, the changes felt restrictive. Athletes had to obey detailed systems. No shortcuts, no compromises. But over time, those small acts of disciplined obedience produced extraordinary joy. They began winning. They dominated the Olympics. They celebrated victories they had only dreamed of before. Here's the point. What first feels restrictive often becomes the pathway to fulfillment. Spiritually, it's the same. God's instructions may sometimes feel inconvenient, but they are never designed to limit you, they are designed to lift you. Let's look at obedience from the eyes of the scriptures. 1. Obedience is not punishment, it's protection. Psalm 19 verse 8 says, "The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart, not sorrow, not heaviness, joy." Let me ask you this morning, have you ever obeyed God in something small, like forgiving someone, telling the truth, walking away from compromise, and later felt a deep peace you couldn't explain? That peace is the joy of obedience. Sometimes we think joy comes from getting what we want, but Scripture teaches that joy often comes from surrendering to what God wants. Jesus himself modeled this. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross." Even in sacrifice, there was joy because obedience always carries eternal reward. 2. The hidden blessings in simple obedience. Think about Abraham in Genesis 12. God told him to leave his country, not knowing where he was going. That wasn't comfortable. That wasn't convenient. But his obedience unlocked generational blessing. Think about Mary, the mother of Jesus. When the angel spoke, she responded, "Be it unto me according to your word." Luke 1 verse 38. Her obedience positioned her in God's divine story. Now let me ask you, what is God asking you to obey right now? Is it consistency in prayer? Is it integrity in business? Is it letting go of a relationship? Is it starting something new even when you feel afraid? Obedience may stretch you, but it will never shame you. And here's your encouragement. 1 Samuel 15 verse 22 reminds us, "To obey is better than sacrifice." God values your willing heart more than your performance. 3. The joy that follows yes. When you say yes to God, heaven moves in your direction. You may not see the full picture yet, but obedience activates divine alignment. Isaiah 1 verse 19 says, "If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land." There is goodness attached to obedience. Today, I prophetically declare, as you choose obedience over impulse, obedience over fear, obedience over convenience, may God release clarity over your decisions. May doors open that no man can shut. May peace guard your heart. May joy rise in your spirit even before the results appear. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. Where have I been partially obedient? What instruction from God have I delayed? What fear is holding me back from saying yes? Don't condemn yourself. Instead, hear this gentle invitation from the Holy Spirit. Come closer. Trust me. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying to you right there. Actions for the day. Choose one area, just one, where you will obey God intentionally today. It may be reaching out to someone you need to reconcile with, setting aside time to pray, declining something that doesn't align with your faith, taking a bold step of faith in obedience. Remember, small obedience produces big joy. In conclusion, true joy is not found in rebellion. True joy is not found in shortcuts. True joy is found in walking closely with God. When you walk in obedience, you walk in alignment. When you walk in alignment, you walk in peace. And when you walk in peace, joy becomes your atmosphere. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this with me wherever you are. I choose obedience over fear. I trust God's instructions for my life. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Joy follows my obedience. I walk in divine alignment today. I am winning God's way every single day. Say it one more time. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Joy follows my obedience. I walk in divine alignment today. I am winning God's way every single day. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for every listener. Thank you that your commands are not burdensome but life-giving. We ask today that you give us grace to obey quickly and completely. Remove fear, remove doubt, remove hesitation. Fill every listener with supernatural joy today. Order our steps. Let our obedience unlock favor, peace, and breakthrough. We commit this day into your hands. We declare that we are blessed and victorious. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this devotional blessed you, share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Let's spread hope, faith, and joy together. This is the Winning Everyday Podcast, encouraging you to live God's way and win every day. Have a joyful, obedient, victorious day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.